CBS Radio presents The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Get up, please. Oh. Wake up.
Oh, what's the matter?
I want the sheets off your bed. Besides, it's time for you to get up anyway. Come on, I'm washing clothes here, and I'll do the sheets first.
Come on. I don't have to get up for 10 minutes.
Yes, you do. That clock is slow.
Oh, since when?
Come on.
Oh, God.
I want to do the washing out so your cool gets close hung up. Besides, I thought you were the man who was going to be leaping out of bed at 4 o'clock every morning. You'd be fresh and alert and sparkling. Come on, you got to get up anyway. And he had the sheet.
No, come on. I hate having bedclothes yanked off me.
Well, I'm sorry. I should have changed the bedding yesterday, but I forgot.
It's not fair.
Then I didn't want to remake them all over again. Now roll over to that side so I can get the bottom sheet.
You're as bad as my mother.
The only time you compare me to your mother, dear.
Why do all women just have to have bedclothes and you're still using them? I mean, it's
now roll over on that side. Go on.
Thank
you. Now lift your feet.
No!
Thank you. Now, may I have your pillow, please?
Oh, golly. Well, I might as well get up.
Yes, you might just as well, dear. We should make somebody who's just a little bit nicer to you.
Oh, honey, you're a nice girl. So my dad said. He said, you know, she's a pretty nice girl. You better grab her before somebody else does.
No. Come here.
Oh, let go now, dear. Let go.
You even kiss me good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the best you can do. Here, come here.
Honey, look, I'm washing clothes, and Aunt Effie is making blueberry muffins. Anyhow, I'm getting a cold. I don't want you to catch it.
I pecked with Aunt Effie and her blueberry muffins, and I don't care if I do catch this
cold. Oh, honey, that's...
What does she mean there's no hot water?
I guess she means there's no hot water. Oh, and I wanted to wash clothes.
Look, I have got to shave. Oh, go put on the tea kettle.
When you read something, you like to know that what you're reading gives a true picture of the subject. Millions of people abroad are reading books that are not trustworthy. They are books deliberately published by the communists to create false impressions about America. Help correct these impressions by sending abroad books that tell the truth about America. It's quite true that the Russians and Chinese communists annually publish millions of volumes loaded with propaganda, distorting life in the free nations of the world. The books are distributed free, but people reading them pay a price by having their concepts of democratic freedom warped. You can help combat this campaign by sending these same people books that contain the truth. Go through the bookshelves in your home. Surely there must be many that you no longer want or need. School textbooks, for example, good American novels, maybe an English grammar. If they're in good condition and have hard covers, send them to Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C. That's Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C.
Well, I'm sure I don't know what's wrong with the thing. I went down and looked at it, but I can only report that the hot water heater is stone cold.
Sit down and eat your breakfast.
Here, have a blueberry muffin while they're nice and hot.
Actually, I think there's been something wrong with that hot water here ever since the furnace man was here last week and settled with the furnace.
Darling, the furnace hasn't anything to do with the heater.
Well, I can't help it. It was right after that the heater began acting up.
Well, it's got nothing to do with the furnace.
Yeah, pass in the butter so it can butter it hot.
All I know is that right after the furnace man was here.
Why do you keep saying that? Here,
butter,
they are two completely different
butter
things.
Butter on top.
All right. Well, the furnace and the hot water heater are two entirely different things.
I've already had two, and they're just delicious. I do say so myself.
I don't know how many times I've explained that to you.
I know. I guess I'll just get discouraged. Just leave me. We always have something that needs repair around here.
The point is...
I don't know what you want.
Water broke off a tooth or something.
Water.
Well, I told you the blueberry muffins were hot.
What a fuss.
And
at least you have cold water.
What a fuss. I'm going to burn the... burned the roof of my mouth off.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, my God.
I hate to do that. Then it feels funny all day, doesn't it?
Oh.
You keep running your tongue up there to see if it's gone away.
I don't think it'll do very much in her heart.
Well, you told me to butter them while they were hot.
Well, isn't that the same thing?
Oh, please, never mind the blueberry muffins. Now, what am I going to do about the hot water heater? We certainly need hot water.
Call a repairman.
Certainly call a repairman. I thought you said there was some fellow from some electric company. It was so wonderful about repairing anything.
There is a Mr. Kirby, but I don't want to lose him.
Huh? What do you mean by that?
You seem to forget the Betsy snake you let her keep is still loose somewhere in the basement. Don't tell me that he probably crawled out the basement door. That's what you said before. You know what happened when the man came to fix the furnace? Passed out cold when he saw him.
Mr. Hageman thought it was a rattlesnake. He'd been bitten once and nearly died. No wonder he got...
How do I know Mr. Kirby hasn't been bitten by a rattlesnake once? What do I do when I call him?
Well,
I can't take a chance and tell him there's a snake loose in the basement, but he's perfectly harmless. And just don't worry, Mr. Kirby. Might not show up at all.
And I can't say that I blame him.
Now, on the other hand, do I take a chance and just call him to come out here? And what if he sees the snake? I'll be the last I see, Mr. Kirby. Oh, and he is the most wonderful repairman.
Look, that snake is a hard-nosed snake. It's perfectly harmless.
Well, that may be, dear, but snakes all look alike. Even though I know he's perfectly harmless, don't think Aunt Effie and I haven't kept that door of the basement closed. That's in case the snake knows how to climb.
Oh, look at the time. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. See you tonight.
You haven't had breakfast.
I can't help it. I'm late now. Goodbye, goodbye. See you tonight.
All right, say goodbye to Betsy, dear. She's out in the yard.
Oh, dear, you'll have to call the repairman. We have to have hot water.
I know it, and Mr. Kirby's so good about coming out the minute I call him. He's just always reliable. I can't afford to lose him.
Well, I'll tell you what you could do. When he comes out, you could stay right with him down there. Kind of keep an eye out for the snake.
Yes.
Don't say anything.
No.
It's a goofy. Maybe toss something at it so it would disappear somewhere else.
Oh, yes.
And then kind of talk about something else to distract Mr. Kirby's attention.
Yes. Well, I'll call him right away. If he comes out this morning, I've got that big club lunch at Ellen's. Oh, dear, I hope the snake doesn't show up. I just feel bad to lose Mr. Kirby. He really is so reliable. Well, I do hope you don't mind my sort of sticking around and watching you, Mr. Kirby.
No, not at all. But if you could stand back just a little, you're in my life.
Oh, I'm sorry. I certainly admire people who can fix mechanical things. I thought if I hung around, I could learn something. It's wonderful the way you can do these complicated things.
Well, at the moment, I'm just changing views. It doesn't take much brains to do that.
Oh. Yeah, you seem to be able to fix anything. I said this morning, Mr. Kirby's just wonderful. I just couldn't bear to lose him.
Well, I do my best.
And you take my washing machine. I haven't had one bit of trouble since you fixed it.
Oh, well, those are the things we like to hear after all. A satisfied customer is did you lose something, Mrs. Spicer?
What?
Well, you keep looking around as though you lost something.
Oh, no. I always have a funny feeling about a basement. Isn't that silly? Maybe it's because it's a little darker down here or something. I keep looking to see if there's somebody in back of me. But I guess there's just the two of us.
Yeah.
Well, will you be much longer, Mr. Kirby?
Oh, I can't tell yet. I've got to take this thing apart.
I'm going to a big lunch.
Well, you run right along. You don't have to wait for me.
No. I'm all ready to go, and I like to watch you repair things. So I'll change my dress before you see me.
Yes. Very pretty dress.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, do you have children, Mr. Kirby?
Nope, not even married. Nobody's hooked me yet.
You man. Goodness, an attractive young man like you shouldn't have any trouble finding a wife. And it's so wonderful having children. But you have children, you have to skip soon. Goodness, they collect everything. Frogs and caterpillars and sometimes even snakes.
Well, no kid of mine will collect snakes. I hate them.
Well... Mr. Kirby, why don't you let the hot water heater go? I mean, I really don't need the hot water today anyway.
Well, can you just call me out here to fix it?
Well, yes, but... Mr. Kirby, I have something to tell you. I don't want you to be upset because it's perfectly harmless. And as I said, I don't want to lose you because of this, but I just have to tell you something.
You don't have to tell me. I feel the same way. I noticed you the first time I came out.
What? Mr. Kirby!
Come here, baby.
Mr. Kirby, don't you dare kiss me. I love you.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. When King Charles II of England wanted to have his royal mind amused and refreshed, he customarily went to the House of Peers to listen to the legislators' debates. Those debates, he often said, were as good as a comedy. Now, it's possible you might want to do as King Charles did, pay a visit to your state legislature, city council, or some other such dignified body. Their deliberations might at times prove as good as a comedy. They might at other times prove a crashing bore. You know, I have a better idea, one that's surefire. Tune in every night, Monday through Friday, to CBS Radio's new evening comedies. There, along with your longtime favorites, Amos and Andy, you'll find humorist Andy Griffith, star of Broadway's musical hit, Destry Rides Again, George Burns and Gracie Allen, recreating their memorable vaudeville routine, and that zany pair of comedians, Bob and Ray, who create and recreate anything and everything that strikes their fancy. You'll find them all here Monday through Friday, the new evening sound of CBS Radio.
And then he grabbed me and kissed me.
He kissed you?
Not only kissed me, he called me baby.
And he yelled at me and I came flying down the basement stairs. I saw him struggling. I just hit him over the head with a foam teacher.
What are you laughing at?
Yes. I should think you'd be furious if your wife was kissed for this man.
Now, look, I don't like it, but I mean, after all, what'd you expect? You apparently were hanging over his shoulder while he worked, and you make a remark about the two of you being alone down there. Right. On top of that, you're all dressed up in a pretty dress, the way you've probably never been before. And then you suddenly tell him to stop repairing the heater.
I saw the snake, and I got panicky because he said he hated it.
Well, then, as I get it, you said you had something to tell him. And still, without mentioning the snake, you made remarks about it all being perfectly harmless, and you don't want to lose him.
Well, he knew I was married anyhow. He had no right.
Yes, my goodness, I was just shocked. He certainly is no gentleman.
Well, he's a man. Women ought to learn that when they hang around any man and make leading remarks...
I was not hanging around. I was protecting him from the snake.
Well, he didn't know that. Did you finally explain?
Oh, I tried to. It was all so embarrassing, and anyhow, he was mad at being hit over the head by the pancake turner, so it didn't...
Oh, golly. All right, where's the phone book?
What are you going to do?
I am going to do my duty and defend your honor, which I have to do, unfortunately. I shall call his boss, and I will try to explain, but he'll probably lose his job, the poor guy. And even if he doesn't, you have lost a good repairman. Just what you were trying to avoid.
On top of everything, he didn't fix the heater.
Well, dear, I would say that you had pulled the neatest trick of the week, getting into hot water when we don't have any.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Leon Jenny, and is produced by Walter Hart.